A prayer for the children of the nations. Impartation. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. The Lord Jesus Christ be with their spirit. Grace be with our children. Glory to God in the highest. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Let the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever. The God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who remembers us in our lowly state, for his mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord even of the Sabbath, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to our children and their family the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of their understanding being enlightened, that our children and their people may know what is the hope of their calling, what are the riches of the glory of their inheritance in Jesus Christ, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power toward our children and their house and their nation, according to the working of his mighty power. In Christ we pray that God will count our children and their family worthy of their calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness in every work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in our children and their family and their people. In him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Christ we ask in the name of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, him who sits on the throne, that our children and their people may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they and their family may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified our children and their house and their nation to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered our children and their family from the power of darkness and translated them into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom they have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. In Christ we pray that our God and Father would grant to our children and their people, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith, that our children and their family, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that our children and their people may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify our children and their family completely, and their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is their house whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and our God and Father, who has loved our children and given them everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort their hearts and establish them in their house and their nation in every good word and work. May the Lord deliver our children and their family from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will establish our children and their house and their nation, and guard them and their family from the evil one. In the name of Jesus Christ, him who is true, may El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, make our children and their people increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish their hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints, that our children and their people may stand with all his saints in glory. Let their hearts be encouraged, being knit together in love with God the Father, Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the saints, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Christ, we pray, the Lord will open to our children and their house and their nation his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain in its season and to bless all the work of their hand. In Christ, we ask our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father to reach out and touch our children and their family, to speak to their spirit, renew their mind, change their life, create in them a new creation, and to pour out a spirit, and to fill them and their people abundantly until their cup is running over. His love being poured out into their hearts, the planted word overflowing in their hearts. Out of their hearts shall flow rivers of living water. Let our children and their house and their nation be part of the posterity that serves him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. Let their house and their nation be among those who come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born. If anyone speaks, let them speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let them do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. In Christ we pray that God, who declares his strength among the peoples, would open in our children and their people a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, that the testimony of Christ is confirmed in them, so that they come short in no gift, so that their hearts will be open to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, and their minds to believe, so that they may make it manifest and speak as they ought. According to your mercy, remember your servants, our children and their bloodline and their house and their nation. For your goodness sake, O Lord, remember your servants, our children and their bloodline and their house and their nation, O Lord, with the favor you have towards your people. Remember the word to our children and their bloodline, upon which you have caused us to hope. O Lord, grant to our children and their bloodline and their family that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through them in the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Also may our children and their people pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. Be zealous for spiritual gifts, for God distributes to each one individually as he wills. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, "The Lord be magnified." In the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, he who is far above principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, in order to glorify his name, we declare all spiritual gifts that we have received in Christ we freely give back to the Father of lights, and ask that he, the Father of lights, impart these gifts to our children and to their family. In accordance with Romans 1:11, by the Spirit of the Lord and by the authority of Jesus Christ and our Father that is in heaven, let the spiritual gifts of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit be imparted to our children and their family. In Christ we ask the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the true vine, that through the Spirit of the Lord that he impart, stir up, and refresh in our children and their family the following gifts: word of wisdom, faith, word of knowledge, the discerning of spirits, the gifts of healing, the gifts of ministry, the working of miracles, the gift of giving, holiness, love, peace, valor, revival or evangelism, the refreshing of spirits, tongues, prophecy, and the power to cast out evil spirits. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed our children with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Let the Lord be magnified in our children and their family, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Now, in Christ we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who is full of grace and truth, that our children and their entire family will receive these gifts with joy and peace in believing, and that our children and their family will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is given to our children and their family for the profit of all. As they receive these gifts, in Christ we pray that our children and their family will minister to one another and all as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, with great power and great grace be upon them. Surely our children, being a servant of Jesus Christ, are called to impart these gifts to their friends and their family and all the brethren. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will use these gifts according to the grace that is given to them and in proportion to their faith and according to the Spirit of holiness. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Therefore, in Christ we pray that our children and their family will seek to excel for the edification of the church, serving in the power of the Spirit, a life-giving Spirit. We make request on their behalf that God would grant our children and their family to be sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed they have sown and increase the fruits of their righteousness, while they are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Our children did not choose the Lord, but he chose and ordained them, that they should go and bear fruit, and that their fruit should remain, that whatever they ask the Father in Jesus' name, he may give them. Christ we ask the Father, in the name of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, the great high priest over the house of God, that he raise our children and their family up for himself as faithful priests, that they shall do according to that which is in his heart and in his mind, and he will build our children and their family a sure house, and that our children and their family shall walk before him anointed forever. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and one with him, we declare the Spirit of the Lord God is upon our children and their family, because the Lord has anointed our children to preach good tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that they might be glorified. Our God is able to make all grace abound toward our children and their family, that our children, always having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, in all that they do or say, that they and their people will have an abundance of grace for every good work. And these signs shall follow our children and their family who believes in Jesus' name. They shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Let our children wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen their heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth, and strips the forest bare. And in his temple everyone says, Glory! The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. According to the will of our God and Father, in Christ we ask the Father, he who remembers his covenant forever, he who remembers his holy promise, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, that he fulfills his word in our children and their house and their nation. In Christ we ask these things by the blood of Jesus, precious Lamb sacrificed, so that our children and their family could be all that his word declares they are. Your kingdom come, your will, O God, be done today in the heart of our children and their bloodline. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, by his authority, abiding in him and one with him, we declare it done. Oh, how great is your goodness which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord and their King, to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. In Christ we ask our Father in heaven and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. We will rejoice in their salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all our petitions. Amen and amen. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory of God.